Hi there. The word for you today is on getting along with each other. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, Paul writes, "You must get along with each other." Now, getting along with each other requires more than compliance. It calls for cooperation. So, keep these two things in mind. Number one, validate the other person's feelings. Never try to talk somebody out of how they feel. Listen without being defensive. Nod that you understand, even when you don't agree. Feelings aren't always true or logical, but until they're validated, you won't get anywhere. David said, and I quote, Psalm 73 verse 21, "When my feelings were hurt, I was stupid." How about that? Come on, we all act badly when we're hurt, don't we? But Solomon says, Proverbs 19 verse 11, "A man's wisdom gives him patience, and it is to his glory or credit to overlook an offense." When you're willing to empathize with someone else's feelings, what it says is, I care about a relationship more than I care about our differences. You matter to me. Sure, it's a sacrifice to patiently absorb somebody's anger, especially when it's unfounded. But remember, that's what Jesus does for you. And number two, confess your part. Jesus said, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Since we all have blind spots, get a friend to help you evaluate your attitudes and actions before meeting with the other person, and ask God, am I part of the problem? Am I unrealistic, insensitive, or too sensitive? Confession is a powerful tool. When you can admit your flaws, it defuses the other person's anger because they're expecting you to be defensive. Don't make excuses or shift blame. Just acknowledge your part. You say that's hard to do. Yes, it is. But the Bible says, and I quote again, 2 Corinthians 5 and 18, the God's Word for Today translation, and here's what it says. God has given us this ministry of restoring relationships.